for faith by Avraham Avinu. And therefore every suicide bomber is following the way of his spiritual, his forefather, the founder of Islam. The founder of Islam is Ishmael. Ishmael, he was willing to give up his life because he knows that in death he'll get the greatest reward. So they changed the text of what's written in Chumash. Like today, on the Har HaBayit, they're beginning to strengthen their claim there was never a Temple of Solomon. And like most of them say, the lies that they say, I mean, are enormous. In any case, they go on with it. Like the peace partner of Israel today, Abu Mazen, the Palestinians, that his doctorate, he wrote a doctorate to prove there was no Holocaust. I mean, which is just recent history, and there's so many records, but for them doesn't mean anything. If they think they're trying to spread the lie that the Jews are fascists, or, you know, like the Nazis, and there was never Holocaust, they only invented it. So they say the same thing about Akedat Yitzchak.
Therefore,
they're willing to give up their lives. This is the greatest ideal, and they're given the greatest reward also, because the paradise, the Gan Eden of the Quran, is 70 most beautiful virgins. So that takes sort of the imagination of especially teenagers, and they're not married yet, so they're filled with strong desires, which are transformed in the imagination to, you know, have such a harem, and they know they're going to get it. They'll give up their lives and kill a lot of the non-believers. So that's their mesirut nefesh. But the more religious ones amongst them, they do it. They've been saved. We're doing like Ishmael did. Do the same. And therefore, they claim that's the Chim Yerushalayim. Why are they so keen? Why didn't the Sultan, who built the mosque on top of the place of the Beit HaMikdash, because he said, it's our holy place, although the real holy place is Mecca and Medina, but they say, this is holy because of the willing offering to be slaughtered for the faith in one spiritual God, by Avraham Avinu. That is the basis of ruling the world with Islam. That's what lies behind it. So all these things are mentioned, all these aspects are mentioned, 15, in the 15 evil things that Islam is going to do to the Jewish people before the Mashiach comes. So, you have any question on this or comments?
I have a comment. A few weeks ago, I was in the business area of Tel Aviv. I was walking by, and this person bumped me on the shoulder. And he turned and he said, Slicha, he kept walking. And I was in shock. And yeah. I didn't mean, in Yerushalayim, where there's like the most concentrated datiim, you know, Jews, like religious Jews, I'd never in the streets someone said Eslicha. I was in the business area in Tel Aviv. I would walk in, people would be like, Boker Tov, Mashumcha. You know, like, I would say, like, even Baruch Hashem. Here in Yerushalayim, I don't understand. You know, all this, what the Rav was explaining, we should be the ones setting the example.
Mm-hmm. You know what they say? That if you come from abroad especially, and you're learning Ivrit, the first words you learn are Toda, Vavakasha, and Slicha. Thank you. Or you say please, or you say I'm sorry. Yeah. But when you become an Israeli, when you forget the use of those three words. That's what they used to say. Of course, we have to change it. So that's it. We've got to learn that's exactly what it says here. The even people who know, who've learnt halachot, have learnt also hilchot derech eretz, but they don't keep them. They become rotten. Any other comments?
Quick question.
Yes.
How is the number 15 connected to Yishmael again? I didn't understand. Just 15 steps of Tuma of Yishmael before Mashiach. I didn't get this grasp so well.
So you went. That's the other sheets. If you look at the look at that sheet, it brings here. We went through it in the last year. 15 things, which I'll just say a few words of it. 15 things which the Bnei Yishmael are going to do in Eretz Israel at the end of days. End of days, the time of the Mashiach. The first thing is, they will claim to have new borders for the land of Israel, the Jews here, and the Bnei Yishmael will say, they are living on occupied territories, which belong to us. And they will desecrate the holy places of the Jews and take them over for themselves. Specifically, occupy and take over any strategic positions in Eretz Israel and say, this is ours. And they'll even try to, on their maps, you won't see the name Israel. They'll say, it's all ours, belongs to us. Then it says, they will increase using all types of lies to say that this land belongs to us and not to the Jews. And they're spreading all over the world. And the Jews are, with false basis, claiming it's theirs. And then say, I won't go into all these points. It's too, takes too long. But also, they will use arrogance on the highest level. They'll use all sorts of, try to get leading positions amongst the nations of the world to make the Jews in Israel into demons. They will sign different peace agreements, but they'll tear up the paper. It will be meaningless. In fact, it's got one of their principles is whatever agreements you made with non-believers, that means those who don't believe in their version of Islam, that you can just ignore whatever you've signed on, whatever agreements. Then it describes later on that they'll build their temple on the place where our temple stood. So this is, there's 15 different points which we see happening in front of our eyes. And they correspond to the 15 inner corruptions of the people of Israel, which we have to put right. But to understand more deeply, why 15? What's special about 15? That'll lead to the next year.
They believe that the name Ishmael, because it's Hebrew,
yeah,
God listens.
God listens to their